Welcome back to the December edition of my podcast. My name is Jodie, and on this podcast, I have decided that we are going to talk about four things to help you become your best self. These are physical fitness, mental fitness, mindset, and energetics. I might not touch on all four things every episode, but I just thought it would be good to bring some structure to the podcast, and it helps me as well in terms of bringing something that is a bit more coherent potentially and interesting. So the first aspect today that I want to touch on is mental fitness, because I actually have been feeling this low-grade level of anxiety the past few days, and it kind of got a bit more intense today and I couldn't shake it. I started doing some journaling and some of my regular practices that I usually do to try and reframe it, work out where it's coming from and dissipate it, but it wasn't working. But then I managed to get rid of it, and the way I got rid of it was by going to the beach. And it sounds so simple, but sometimes we forget what is actually truly good for us, right? And sometimes it's hard to do what we know we need to do. I had this urge to go to the beach. Like, I just felt like it. It's really hot here. I'd already been to the beach this morning, but I just went for like a little walk. I didn't really go for a swim and to like properly ground into the sand or in the ocean. And I had this urge, but at the same time I was fighting myself. I was like, oh, I don't really know, I can't be bothered, like I just don't want to go downstairs, I don't want to go outside and be around people, I don't want to be looked at. And so there was all these things trying to stop me, but like deep down I knew I would feel better if I went to the ocean, and that's what I truly felt like doing. And so I ignored all the other mental chatter. I know that's not easy to do, but I did it and I went to the ocean. And I feel so much better. I spent like an hour down there in the ocean, in the sun, grounding on the sand. And I think it's something to try, right? Like, obviously, when it comes to anxiety, depression, all of that, you've got to find what works for you. But it kind of makes sense, right? Changing your state, changing your environment, and grounding in nature can help to regulate your nervous system and to kind of bring you back to a place of peace. So next time you have that anxious chatter in your head and that feeling in your stomach that something isn't right, your heart fluttering, change your state, change your environment, go outside. Maybe you don't live near the beach, but you can go and stand on some grass. You can go for a walk in nature. You can surround yourself in a different environment, alone, without your phone, without any distractions, and I bet you will feel a bit better. Like, you definitely won't feel worse, right? So it can take a bit to get yourself to do that, but you've just got to shut your brain up and go and do it, knowing that you will actually feel better. And all the people that you might run into that you don't want to run into, they don't actually care about you anyway, so just ignore everything and do what you know is going to be best for you. So that's that. Now I want to move on to physical fitness. I was actually, is this what I wanted to talk about? I think so. Yeah, physical fitness. So some of you will know I have recently started running in November. That was the biggest thing, I think, for me. And I don't particularly enjoy running. I am doing it because of the social aspect, honestly. The yoga studio I have started going to has started a run club on Sunday mornings. I have nothing better to do most Sunday mornings, and it kind of gives me that thing to go and interact with people, to look forward to. Almost as much as I don't like running at all, I like to have something to go to and to feel like I belong to, you know. It's just nice. And I miss that a lot in working from home, working for myself. So to have that to go to is really nice. And I do notice it has help to improve my mood a little bit over the weekends, because often I dread the weekends. Like, I like the weekdays because everyone's working, I'm working, and I feel like I'm not necessarily alone, but it's just I don't kind of look at other people hanging out with their families and friends on weekends and kind of feel that sense of, oh, I wish I had someone to do that with. Or, and you know, I'm not always alone, but some weekends I do feel a bit down about the fact that I don't have a lot of friends around me on the Gold Coast, and I usually have to be interstate or overseas or somewhere else to be out with friends on the weekend or family, because my family aren't here either. So, what was I saying? Back to, oh yeah, so the running has been really good for that. And yeah, it's been a challenge, and I like to challenge myself, but I do not like it. And most of the time, I don't even want to go. Like, I wake up Sunday morning and I'm like, I cannot be bothered going running right now. I really don't want to do this. It's almost like a little bit of dread as well. As much as I like look forward to seeing the people that I'm going to see there and feeling like I have something to do, I also feel this little bit of, oh, do I really have to do this? Do I really want to do this? I don't want to do this. Why am I doing this? But I get myself to go and do it anyway. And I wanted to give you some tips on how you can do some hard things, because I know when a lot of you start your fitness journey, you have to do things that you don't necessarily want to do. And these things feel really hard because you're not good at it. And it is actually really, really hard. It is out of your comfort zone. It is different for you. It doesn't feel natural. That is running for me. Just because I'm a personal trainer and I, you know, some of you might say I look fit, I am not fit and I am not a good runner. I am the slowest person in the team of people that generally show up to this run club. I struggle. I have to stop and walk some of the way. The last one I did was the first time I did it all in one go without stopping. And this is only 5 kilometers, guys. Like, I can't even run, couldn't even run 5 kilometers without stopping. But how nice is it that I am already improving? I've only gone to 3 run clubs now, and the third one, I could do the whole thing without stopping, and I also beat my time. So it feels really good. It does feel so good to do hard things, but getting yourself to do these things, even though you know it's going to help you feel good, even though you know it's going to help you get closer to your goals in some cases, that's not necessarily running for me. But if you are starting out on a fitness journey, doing some things that are really uncomfortable and really difficult for you, they are going to be the things that help you grow and become that better version of yourself, right? Help you lose fat, help you build muscle, whatever it is you want to do. So, doing these hard things, how do we get ourselves to do it? So, a big part of this is getting someone to keep you accountable. Whether that is a friend, whether that's a family member, whether that is a coach, whether that is other people in a run club. If I was not part of this yoga studio, if I was not booked into these run clubs and having people expect me to show up on a Sunday morning, I would get to Sunday morning and talk myself out of it, 100%. I do not want to go when it comes to Sunday morning. And the only reason I go is because I am literally booked in and people are waiting for me. So if you struggle to do hard things, get someone to keep you accountable so that it kind of forces you to do it because you don't want to let them down, because you don't want to not show up for them. Often it is so much easier to do things for other people than to do things for ourselves, right? Which is a problem in itself, but it's something we can discuss another day. So that's step one. Step two is very important. You need to reframe it. If I am constantly telling myself, I hate running, I'm not good at running, it is so hard, that doesn't help me want to do the run, does it? It doesn't help me running when I'm actually trying to get through that 5 kilometer distance. So we need to reframe it in a way that makes it positive and makes you not see it as such a hard thing, because so much of this is mental, right? Like a lot of the time when we have to do something different or difficult out of our comfort zone, it's our brain telling us, oh my goodness, that is so hard. Oh my goodness, how are you going to do that? I don't think you can do that. And we have to talk our brain out of it, because often when we actually just go and do the thing, we will realize it wasn't that hard after all. Or maybe it was, but we were capable to get through it, and we got through it, we survived. And that is how I feel after the run, right? As much as I still don't love it afterwards, I feel really good that I've achieved something and I've done it, and I have done it at the end of the day. Like, I have run 5 kilometers, even though I have to stop some of the times, or I did in the beginning, I still did it. It was fine. I'm more capable than I thought, or more capable than what my brain was letting myself think. So what I have done with running, instead of telling myself I don't like running, I have looked at it as to what it actually is, right? It's a challenge. I love challenging myself. I love challenging my body. I love being able to improve. So kind of in that way, I guess I like running, don't I? And that is what you need to do as well. You need to find a way to switch it in your mind, see a different perspective so that you can tell yourself you like it. And eventually it's going to stick and it's going to get easier to go and do the thing because you've learned to like it. This can apply to anything. You just have to find how you can switch it in your mind so it fits for you, because my examples probably won't work for you. You have to play around with it yourself. But sometimes it really is important to kind of take that zoom out and, like, looking at running itself, right? That is zooming into the activity. You need to zoom out a bit and work out what it's actually doing for you and why you like it, because it is actually doing good things for you in some way. Or for example, the challenge thing, right? Like, I like challenging myself, I like improving myself, so that's how I can see running. But I have to zoom out to be able to see that. And yeah, it's really important when you are going through your fitness journey to always zoom out and remember why you're doing it, how good it feels to become a better version of yourself, how good it feels to work on your health and improve your health, and how much that impacts every other aspect of your life in a positive way, right? We're not always going to want to do things that are good for our health on a daily basis, but if you can remember that bigger picture and how much of an impact it has, and kind of increase the importance of feeling good and feeling your best, I think that can really help you do the hard things as well. All right, so the next aspect I want to talk about is energetics a little bit, because I actually went live about this in my membership this morning. If you have not checked out my inner circle yet, please feel free to do so. It is a really nice community at the moment. Everyone in there is amazing and all just wanting the best. So if you want to surround yourself with like-minded, friendly people, and I go in there once a month to do live coaching. You can ask any questions. I do a masterclass in there once a month on a particular topic. So far we have covered how to work out the best calorie deficit for you and everything surrounding that. And then this month's masterclass is how to manage a calorie deficit, right? Because it's all very well and good to have that number to aim for, but sticking to it, managing a deficit and everything that it actually does to your body is very difficult. And that is why a lot of people are not successful at fat loss or weight loss attempts. So yeah, that is going to be a great one to check out if you are interested. What else is in there? There's a recipe guide as well, a high protein recipe guide. It's literally $5 a month. Like, it is so cheap, cheaper than a cost of coffee these days. I went to my cafe this morning and they've put the prices up and I was just like, oh my goodness, how expensive is coffee getting? That is crazy. Anyway, I will put the link to that in the description, I think. Otherwise, it is on my website. Now, so back to the energetics. What did I want to say? Oh yeah, so the start of the month, I really like to set some intentions for the month. And then I also come back to my old note. I specified how I do this in another live in my group, actually. I have a specific process of keeping notes on my phone and setting the intentions for the month to manifest the things I want to manifest. And a lot of the time I get what I want, a lot of the time I don't. And when I don't, that is where the fun begins, right? Because it doesn't mean that manifestation doesn't work. It doesn't mean that intention setting doesn't work. It means that I am still not a match for the thing that I want. And what you have to dig into then is working out why you are not a match for the thing that you want. And usually it comes down to the fact that either you haven't taken the inspired action that you were guided to take, and that is usually due to some fear, or maybe it's just you can't be bothered, which means you kind of don't really want the thing that you thought you wanted, or it comes down to the fact that you literally have a thought belief in your subconscious mind where you don't really want the thing that you think you want. And this can be so tricky to understand because we all think we want certain things. Like money is such a good example, right? Everyone wants more money. But if you don't actually have more money and you have been taking the action to get more money, the action that you are inspired to take, not the logical action, the action that comes from your intuition, the guidance, the downloads that you get, the random ideas, if you are taking that action and you are still not getting more money, it's because you're not a match, and it's because you secretly do not want more money for some reason. And you have to then work out why you don't want it and then start to reframe it so that you can learn to feel safe having, holding more. And that is basically how you are going to get more. So, for example, I'll use myself, and this is something I was reflecting on yesterday because I really want to grow my brand, and I'm not too fussed with the numbers, but I do check them out every now and then, right? Like my followers, my audience size. And if you do notice it yourself, you will know that my audience has kind of been stuck, just like, even though I'm still posting, especially on TikTok, it's just like, it's not growing. And it's like, why? I want to grow. I just want to, like, I don't care how slow it is. I just want to grow. I want to grow my audience. I want to be able to reach more people, not necessarily to get more money or more clients or anything, grow my business. I just want to reach more people. I want to have a bigger audience in all the free content that I put out so that more people can see it, because I put a lot of time and effort into the free content. So it would be nice if there were more eyes on it, right? To help more people. That makes me feel really good if I can help people. So I'm like, okay, why do I secretly not want this? What part of me doesn't feel safe to have more eyes on me and to have a bigger audience? And when I did some digging, I'm still not finished doing the digging because there's a lot to kind of get into, right? It's so easy to like think about this and just be like, oh, I don't know, I can't think of anything, or I don't really know, nothing's coming to mind. You have to sit there and actually like dig in and keep going and keep going and keep trying to find the gold within you, right? Because it's not going to come easily. It is hidden deep into your subconscious mind. So you have to do the work, and then you will get rewarded when you do. And it's not easy. It's not as easy as just sitting down and writing, dear diary, like, this is what I want, why am I not getting it? You have to literally, I sit there for like hours sometimes journaling, and just sometimes I'm not even writing. Sometimes I'm writing stuff that doesn't make sense. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of things. And so when I was doing this yesterday, I figured out that I am basically still scared of being successful. I am scared of being seen as successful. I am scared of having more eyes on me, because then what if I make a mistake? What if I stuff up? More people are going to see that. It's like that imposter syndrome, right? It's crazy. But that's what it comes down to. There's some safety for me in being this person that is just kind of out there, but not really anything big. I get a little bit of hate, but not much. I get a lot of love, but it's kind of just it is what it is. It feels normal, it feels good. And yeah, but at the end of the day, I don't want normal. I don't want good. I want more. I want extraordinary. And so I have to become good with being seen as successful and holding that energy and having more hate, which scares me so much. But yeah, to have more love, you have to be able to hold the energy of having more hate as well. Everything is duality, and that's that. So that's something I am working on at the moment. And yeah, something for you to reflect on. If you don't have the things that you want, why do you not want them? What part of you doesn't feel safe having more or having whatever that thing is? There will be something, otherwise you would have it. So the last thing I want to talk about is some mindset. And it's kind of related to the energetics, I guess. It all intertwines at the end of the day. It's all interconnected. And that is why I want to talk about all of it, right? Because it all connects and it all helps you to become a better version of yourself. So, anyway, this friend of mine, she has recently moved back to Europe, where she's from, and she's basically looking for work. And she's got a lot of experience in the corporate world, but she's also very experienced in yoga, not just in terms of going to classes, but she has done her teacher training. She's an expert in it, basically, and she's passionate about it. She wants to start her own business in it and get that off the ground. But at the moment, she's got a lot of work to do on her mindset, on the energetics, because I've been giving her lots of advice. She hasn't been doing any of it, not because she doesn't like me or trust me, but because she has a lot of fears and she is putting so many limits up. And one of the limits that she shared with me, and I immediately saw it as a limit, but she couldn't see it, right? And so this is something important for you, like wherever you are in your life where you want more, maybe it is to change your body, or maybe it is to build a business, or whatever it is you want. How are you limiting yourself, and how are the people around you limiting you and your mindset? That is huge, right? What's the quote? Like, you are the sum of the five people that you surround yourself with, whatever that is. I don't know who said it. It doesn't really matter, but it's true, right? The people you surround yourself with are going to impact what you believe is possible for you. And so, if you want more, if you want different, it is so important to surround yourself with the right people. That is partly why I created my inner circle, right? Because it gives that powerful environment for change and for growth and for more. And I know it's not always possible to get that in real life, right? Most of the people, when I started my business, most of my friends and my family didn't even really know about it. My friends were not supportive at all. They were not the type of people. They were the ones that would go out drinking all weekend, and they just didn't get it, right? So the way I surrounded myself with the right people, it's always been online in group coaching containers and business coaching and masterminds. And so, yes, I've had to pay for that access, but it has been so worth it because look at where I am now, right? Like, I'm not exactly where I want to be, but I am so much further ahead than where I was when I started. And I've achieved so much in a relatively short amount of time, really, because I have been taking action, showing up consistently most of the time, not perfectly, and surrounding myself with people that also have the same kind of goals and the same kind of mindset, or not even the same. They have that higher level to, like, they are where I want to go already. And so I am surrounding myself with those people so that I can learn from them and almost steal their mindset, right? Just by hanging around them and seeing how they speak and what they say and the advice that they give. So that is the power of the people you surround yourself with. Anyway, so this is what my friend said to me. She said, a friend who is an entrepreneur like you and teaches Pilates, she's tired of seeking business and not earning much either. So I know I need a corporate job to have my own place. She's also looking for a house. So, and then she's like, I'm lacking a bit of faith at the moment. Very, very obvious to me that she was lacking faith. But also, how much of that is a limit? This other friend who's an entrepreneur, teaches Pilates, she's tired of seeking business. She's struggling basically. So my friend is using that as an example of what is possible for her and basically giving up on herself. And it's taking the easy way out because she doesn't want to do the hard stuff that's kind of scary. And then she's looking for all the excuses and the limits so that she doesn't have to do it. It's crazy. But anyway, that is the power of who you surround yourself with. And then I told her what was possible. I told her that when I started online coaching, it wasn't even a thing in Australia. Like, most Australians did not get it. It was a thing in America. And most of the coaches I was learning from, the masterminds I was in, they were all American, or my second business coach was Canadian, right? So it wasn't a thing, but I managed to build my business because it doesn't need to be a thing in Australia for you to have an online business, right? And she wants to do online stuff. And I've said to her, like, it doesn't need to be a big thing where you are. Location doesn't matter. And even if it was a location thing, right? An in-studio, in-person practice, it still doesn't matter. It's about your mindset. It's about your energy. It's about doing what you're guided to do and not letting your fear and limits get in the way. So she said, I said to her, you're putting all the limits up. And she said, you're right. She's French people are limiting and not empowering like Aussies. Now, that's another generalization, because I would go as far to say that a lot of Australians are not empowering. So yeah, it really just depends on who you surround yourself with, full stop. So make sure you are surrounding yourself with the right people, and don't put limits up on what is possible for yourself. Anything is possible. You just have to believe it. You just have to be willing to do the work to go for it. You have to be willing to do the work on your mind to get rid of those blocks and fears and break through those limiting beliefs. And when you do, the magic happens and things come in that you didn't even really like. As much as you believe in the impossible, when it actually happens, you're like, what? How did this happen? Like, I can't believe this actually happened. You know, it is the best feeling ever. One of the best feelings anyway. So I want that for you. Don't give up on yourself. And that is all for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it helps you. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. I'll try and remember to put my email in the show notes. And otherwise, I will speak to you on the next episode.